one last from the new collection. It's always nice for me to read these out loud, because then I realize, you know, where I need more revision. But it's nice. So thank you for being my guinea pigs for these poems. Thank you for reminding me. All right, this one's called Good Boy. Wasn't I a good boy once? Wasn't I once stripped of body hair and knuckle? A laugh so clean it stretched like a white sheet on the clothesline. Was it my voice once the contagious note of a two-finger bell? The rust in my throat now coats those high-pitched sounds. If there is a child in me, he hides behind the dull flint of my hip, not alive, not dead, but lost in the stomach to dissolve like any other color. Old photographs don't persuade me that I could have grown into a man who could love other men with self-restraint, who would not ask a man to sleep on the sharp blades of the bed without complaints. Surely my anger had always been squatting on its claws, eager to tear its way out of my 10-year-old ribs. Then how do you explain this strange ability to inflict pain? I must have ingested hatred through the spoons of my childhood. I must have been the changeling matured, now longing for things that blister and boil. Whatever you place in my hand, I want to puncture out of mischief. Or perhaps the intentional act of unspooling comfort is to get at its irritated heart and confirm that even the purest odor stings. Lover, when I drive the nails to your chest, your mouth opens white and pasty like a moon. Do you see me waving back 20 years ago from the distant planets of my eyes?